Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jill Vandevort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau joins us on today's program to preview this week's Shop Small Crawl in Pella, Knoxville, and Pleasantville.
Well, Jill, a great collaborative effort, it seems, across the entire county when it comes to shopping and supporting local businesses. And especially after the year we've had, Jill, it makes a lot of sense to try and support those businesses. Let our listeners know about the Shop Small Crawl coming up here in late August and kind of the reason to connect our three major communities in the county and try to get people shopping local.
Absolutely. So we do enjoy working with all of our partners in the area. And this time we chose to do it as a countywide partnership. So working with the Knoxville Chamber and Hannah, the director there, she and I have put together the Marion County Shop Small Crawl. This will take place August 27th through 29th. And all stores will be open. All stops will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We actually have a total of 39 partners on the crawl, and this will range from boutiques to gift shops. We have eateries, we have wine and beer stops, so the guys can enjoy being part of the Shop Small Crawl. If their partners want to do the shopping and they want to enjoy some time, maybe watching a game if any are on, but at the Peanut Pub and the Peacetree Brewing Company over in Knoxville, so a couple different places as well. And we also have floral spots on the crawl as well.
So when we talk about shopping local, especially with what happened in March through largely the end of May with a lot of closures and restrictions, I know that maybe our region wasn't hit as hard when it came to unemployment and sales and things like that, but there was still an impact. Why is it so important, especially with tourism down, to continue for us as local residents, especially to support our local businesses? Why is that so key?
Because tourism impacts all of us. It's not necessarily those that stay overnight. It's not those that come and stay at the campgrounds or whatever. It's every aspect of the community. So retail in our downtown is just so vital to support them. They're the heart and soul of our community. And we're so lucky to have the downtown that we do here in Pella. The markets that come here, the West Des Moines visitors and people from all over the state of Iowa and beyond, just to shop in our downtown community and throughout our community, honestly. So we just have to support them. And as locals, I invite everyone to think of shopping local as well. But this just gives us another opportunity to get on social media and share what we do have to offer in each of those small businesses. And they have been greatly impacted this year. So our job is to continue to bring people here and have them shopping local. And that's what we're going to do through the event. So we have three great sponsors of our event. I can't thank the Royal Amsterdam Hotel enough for donating an overnight stay at the Amsterdam. That will be one of our grand prize offerings, as well as the Cobblestone Hotel in Knoxville has also offered a overnight stay. So our grand prizes are pretty spectacular, especially for those that are coming in from out of town to enjoy the crawl. And then also a number of other door prizes and so forth. And then our other sponsor is Light and State Bank. And we thank them for offering to work with us on sponsoring actual shopping bags. So shopping bags will be available to pick up here in Pella as you start the crawl. If you're starting in Pella, you want to start at either our participating partner's Nick's Greenhouse, or on the other end of town, you'll want to stop at De Blumenhof. Those are our two floral stops, and we felt like they are both on the end of town. If people were very much interested in obtaining that complimentary bag, and it is first come, first served, so we have a limited supply. But thanks to Light and State Bank for sponsoring those as well.
And again, this is a countywide event. I know that we've had some coverage about Knoxville. You can hear that with John Mowinkle and Hannah Vanderveer over at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. Also some activities in Pleasantville and businesses participating there. Jill, I did also want to ask you just overall about the impact and where we are with tourism. We just got done with the Knoxville races for 2 weeks. We had the tulip time that wasn't tulip time with a lot of visitors. When we think about the last 3 to 4 months, clearly probably not a typical summer or spring in Pella, but what have you been seeing and hearing from businesses about people coming in and why events like this will be so important because of those numbers being down?
Well, even right here at our visitor center, we're still continuing to see people from all over the United States Our guests are walking in our door here at the visitor center with masks on. They're being precautious. They're being respectful in our businesses downtown. And actually, our business owners have been sharing that they've had a fairly decent year compared to where they thought they would be at this time during the pandemic and the loss of the festival and other things along the way that have been lost in the way of events. But it's just a careful process knowing how to market tourism right now because people are still being precautious. So if we can now start to try to build up our overnight stays and business travel and that type of thing, as we go into the fall, maybe we'll be able to rebuild some of those people that travel to see colors and see the leaves changing and that type of thing. But we just felt like throwing in one additional event here would be beneficial. But we are still looking towards our tour of homes at Christmas. We're working on some very delicate ways to keep people safe and still offer that event this year. So listen for more details on that. But we're going to keep pushing people to our businesses to leave money here in our community. That's our job. And we're going to keep doing it, but maybe in a little bit more cautious way as we continue on.
Once again, that was Jill Vandevort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.